Reviewing the war news, U.S. and British forces heavily bombed Baghdad and military positions in northern Iraq today. The attacks in Baghdad came shortly after Iraq's leader, Saddam Hussein, made a defiant appearance on state television, claiming that victory is near. U.S. forces are skirting the strategic town of An-Nasiriyah in southern Iraq. A total of 10 Marines were killed in fighting near that town over the past 2 days. NPR's Brian Naylor is at the White House. He spoke to Alex Chadwick about why the president has chosen this moment to ask for money to pay for the war in Iraq.
Alex, the White House has been very reluctant throughout the buildup diplomatically and the first days of fighting to put a price tag on the war. Members of Congress and reporters have been asking the president and White House officials about this for weeks, and they just wouldn't answer. They said there were too many variables, that if Iraq put up no resistance, for instance, the cost would be relatively low. If they gave a high estimate, it would give away clues as to the size of the campaign. Last week, the House and the Senate debated the budget for the coming year with no clue as to how much of an impact war would have on their fiscal planning. And the Senate did put aside $100 billion for the war. The White House, I think, feels now that they have a little bit better idea of how the campaign is going, that it's not going to be a pushover by any stretch of the imagination. And I think they feel a little bit more secure that they can come out with an estimate that they feel will be fairly accurate.
So what's the estimate going to be?
The most recent guess is in the range of $75 to $80 billion. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer was asked this morning about that. He wouldn't say specifically. He said a report yesterday that it was $80 billion in the Washington Post was not accurate. But the guessing on most analysts is that it's going to be in that range. Most of that money will go for the combat itself. The rest will be allocated for reconstruction. Foreign aid will get a part of it, and of Homeland Security and humanitarian relief will also get a part of that money.
What else is the president doing today?
He's meeting with his economic advisors. The White House wants to stress today that the president is going to be very busy both on the domestic and the war fronts. He'll be meeting with Defense Secretary Rumsfeld, and also he's having lunch with the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
And any reaction to these latest Saddam videos, this speech that was broadcast this morning over Iraqi TV?
There's not been any formal reaction. Ari Fleischer was asked about that this morning, and he was rather skeptical. He said that we don't know when it was recorded, whether it's new. It's the CIA, he said, will be doing an analysis of it to check if the voice pattern matches that of what they believe to be Saddam Hussein's. But they're not certain that the tape is new or is, in fact, Saddam.
Thanks very much, NPR's Brian Naylor at the White House.